I'll take it. 720 WGN. I'm Jane Monzuris, filling in on the Saturday night special. You can call and text us 312-981-7200. Love to hear from you. Just quickly pop in and say hello. Wouldn't that be nice, Vivi?
That would be nice. Why did you look at me like that about that song? It says feeling good.
I love it. I was dancing.
Well, yeah, I know you were, but we have an acupuncturist. And
oh, right. I see what you're saying.
Get it? Feeling good.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me why we're here, because I just thought maybe I was playing and dancing to music. Hey, I know that I might have mentioned this during the show, but if you don't know, I host a TV show called Living Healthy Chicago. It airs Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on WGN-TV. By the way, I've been hosting that show for 10 years, and so I feel like sometimes people don't even know. So I want them to know and tune in and watch, because it's a really good show. On the show, we talk about healthy ways to live and stay healthy in Chicago. And this week, we did a story that I really thought everybody should know about, because it's sort of alternative medicine. And Vivian alluded to it, that we have an acupuncturist in the studio with us. She's our expert from the Galter Life Center. It is Bridget Schrank. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're all calm and cool and relaxed, because that's your nature.
For the most part, yes.
Yes.
My job is to be calm, cool, and collective.
So, you know, I want to dive right into this, because we did the story on acupuncture, which is number one. You're sticking needles into someone's body.
Absolutely. But that's only one part of the medicine. That's only one tool in the toolbox. There's plenty of other things that we can do to help someone heal.
So is it about, when you do acupuncture, is it about chronic pain, or is it about overall wellness, or is it about both?
It can certainly be about both. Overall wellness is the ultimate goal, but we can certainly treat pain. But it spans so much farther than pain.
Right. Needles will kind of make people squeamish and they want to just run out of the room before they walk in. No one wants to get a needle stuck in them. I've done acupuncture even before I met you and before we did the story. And at first I was a little bit weirded by it. What is this going to feel like? It doesn't really hurt. What do you tell people? Obviously they know what's going to happen. What do you tell them to prepare them?
Well, initially I like to tell people to imagine that they're opening a window. And they're letting out everything that they no longer want to feel, for example. And then I like to tell them to focus on breathing. And with each exhale, they're releasing. And at the same time, when we open a window, we open a door, we're allowing ourselves to receive. And so it's so important to allow yourself to receive not just the needles, but the treatment itself, or to receive in life as a whole, because I think a lot of us have a hard time doing that. Many people choose to give and not all the time receive. So being really open to receiving and allowing.
And that's interesting, because if you're allowing and you're open to receiving and you sort of maybe are focusing on that and you're focusing on your breathing, you forget the needles are popping in. But how are the needles helping you receive? Is it the points that you're sticking them in?
It is the points. I mean, the entire body is connected. It's preposterous for us to think that our pinky toe isn't connected to our eye somehow. I mean, we really were born from two cells that grew upon themselves. And so every single cell that we have and every part of our body has grown off of another part of our body. So we have these residual vibrations of the organs, for example, that move through the arms, through the legs and the torso, the head, the feet, the wrists, the hands. And then depending on where we place the needle, we place our attention, that residual vibration will either go up that energetic line.
Oh, the channel.
The channel.
Right.
To the organs, or quite possibly to another organ that energetic line is connected to.
Wow.
So we can treat the channel, we can treat the organ, we can treat other organs.
Do you I've seen them, they stick in the wrist, sometimes they stick in the abdomen. I know the bottom of the foot is really sort of a map, right, to all the system.
So the bottom of the foot, are you referring to reflexology?
I don't know. Did you ever stick needles in the bottom of a foot?
There is one point in the bottom of the foot.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's the beginning of the kidney channel. But I think what you're referring to is reflexology, and that's It's similar, but that's a different mapping system than what we use.
So how can somebody who's coming in for acupuncture even just experiment and try? Maybe they don't need anything adjusted or fixed. They just want to do it for wellness. How can they prepare? I went in one time. I didn't know what to do, right? I'm just like this fool walking in and asking the woman, I'm like, I don't know. How do I get ready? You know, and so I wasn't really prepared. I didn't know what to do. Is there a way to prepare? Or you just show up and wear comfy clothes?
Showing up and wearing comfy clothes is definitely part of it. I think, you know, mentally preparing, allowing yourself to receive. I always say try to eat a little something, you know, within a couple of hours before treatment, because we are using needles. Also preparing for the evening, knowing that you should be resting for the most part afterwards. We don't really recommend a lot of rigorous exercise after treatment. I personally don't recommend substances. So anything from alcohol, marijuana, or even caffeine, because I want that patient to really understand how they're feeling for the next 24 hours.
You know, okay, so when we did our segment together, you did the triangle. So you had three needles in my right wrist, you had three needles in my left ear, and you had three needles in my left ankle.
Yes.
And everyone can watch this on Living Healthy Chicago. Immediately, I was in this zone of relaxation. And my cameraman and producer were like, Jane, can you talk? I mean, give us the end. You got to wrap this thing up. And I'm like, I'm so relaxed. Was it connected in a way to really sort of level me out?
Yeah.
So that's hard to do.
So that particular treatment is very specific for what Chinese medicine would refer to as calming the spirit or calming the mind, right? Chinese medicine is very philosophical. It's very poetic. So a lot of the terminology, you know, refers to nature and that sort of thing. So honestly, even if we could be treating the mind, we could be treating pain, we could be treating digestion, sleep, you name it, you're still going to have this relaxation effect from the treatment. You wouldn't think so, having needles in your body, right? But once they're in, you kind of go limp.
You really do. I think I actually now, in hindsight, I think maybe my producer called you on the side and paid you, like, just take her down. Relax her energy just a little bit. We need this. We need her to just calm down. That's just because I'm happy. I really like the idea of taking a moment for yourself, right? And self-care is such a big deal these days, and a lot of us don't do it.
That's absolutely right. I think that a lot of us are so busy working and going through our daily routines that we forget to think about ourselves in regards to our health. A lot of times we only think about our health when something's wrong.
Right.
And sometimes it's too late. It's never too late to start working on something, you know, but it's really important that we think of this medicine or any medicine as preventative.
Well, yeah, too. And that we want to do preventative, right? We want to live a healthy life to live till we're 90. We want to be healthy when we're 90. We want to be healthy when we're 100. When we do acupuncture, you look at our tongue. And it was super embarrassing. Why do you got to look at our tongue? Because if you're going to do it, Vivi, you got to stick your tongue out. And they got to look at the back of it.
Ugh.
So brush your tongue.
Actually, we would say don't brush your tongue, because we want to see. So let me back up.
Don't brush your tongue?
Don't brush your tongue. So that's part of the preparation phase. So we would say, so there's a little map of the tongue, of the different organs. So just like you were referring to the bottom of the foot, we have a little map on the tongue, and it represents different organs. So we're looking at the color of the tongue. That's going to tell us if there's any heat in the body or if there's any sort of deficiency or maybe stagnation of fluids or blood. And then we're looking at the tongue coating.
I did not know that.
The tongue coating tells us how the body is metabolizing fluids. So when you brush your tongue and you take some of that coating off, that gives us a slightly false reading.
So you want to see the tongue coating.
We want to see the tongue coating.
Gross.
I should not brush my tongue.
Don't brush your tongue.
Ever or just before? No. I would see you.
Before acupuncture.
Just before you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like to tell my students, because I teach Chinese medicine on the weekends, and I tell my students when they're learning about the tongue, when you're dating someone, before you get serious, you should really check out their tongue to make sure that they're not too pathogenic.
That's a top tip.
That is a top tip. It's serious.
If you're swiping left or right on Tinder, ask to see a photo of the tongue.
I think so. I think that should be like a new thing. Like you only see tongues.
Would say that.
And you can swipe left or right according to the tongue.
Yeah, because then you're going to make sure you get a healthy person. The other thing we did, we do have to go to break, but I do want to mention we did cupping, which is another form of Chinese medicine.
So that's one of the tools in the toolbox. Oh. And that is basically to move any stagnant blood or lactic acid that might be sitting in the tissue, pull it up and out of the tissue. At the same time, you're also pulling the tissue up and off of itself, off of the bony structures, and you're giving that flesh, you know, the room to breathe so that you can have fresh blood moving through it and healing that area.
I loved it. So you know what the cupping is, right, Vivian? It's the circles that you see people on the back.
Yeah, my grandmother used to do that to my grandpa all the time.
Oh, I think it's great. Yeah. And I've only seen people do it. I think Gwyneth Paltrow made it popular like 10 years ago. Yeah. I liked it. It was like painful in a good way. Is that weird?
It's not weird. I really like it. The more painful, the better.
It looks painful.
It's so great.
It looks painful.
I'm all into the Chinese medicine. I like the integrated medicine approach.
I think integrating is really important because we really need both. We need Western medicine for diagnostics and procedures, and we also need Eastern medicine or any other alternative medicine to help us be preventative and give us the option for a natural, healthy lifestyle.
Sign me up, Living Healthy Chicago. She is a licensed acupuncturist, yes. Bridget Schrenk. How can people find you?
They can find me on the Galter Life Center website. It's galterlifecenter.org.
I love that. We will find you there. Thanks, Bridget. You're going to stick around. Chef Devin's still here. He's going to stick around. We're going to do a little thing we like to do at the end of the show called Love It or Hate It. You guys going to hang out? Yeah?
We're going to hang out.
Cool. Okay. 720 WGN. We'll be right back.